Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Play action. He's got all day. Deep to the middle. The ball is tipped and intercepted at the 5-yard line. Here comes Marquise Bell down the left side. On the deflection up to the 35 before he's run out of bounds. Kenneth Murray dropping in coverage, got his hand on the football, and it floated right to Marquise Bell for the Cowboys' first takeaway of the game.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to scout the Eagles in just a minute, but I wanted to start with some NFL overreaction or reality. Now, it has been pretty amazing to see the fluctuation for the Cowboys win total. And right now, it's back down to a point that I think is too low, and it will lead to this first question. NFL overreaction or reality? The Dallas Cowboys will win 7 games or more this season.
Reality. I think there's 2 more games they could definitely win. Throw another one in there somewhere. I think they could. And this schedule right here in the next, 3 weeks? 2 weeks? Really does.
12 days,
yeah. It's tight, and they're going to have a lot of work to do, but I think they can win 7 games. They can win 3 more games. I think they're going to ride a high off of this defense right now. My concern is that one game made them think, all right, we did it, guys.
Yeah.
Especially because everybody's so happy that it happened. Okay, half the people are so happy that it happened. That they finally saw something that looked like a functional defense.
Right.
Sean said this to Jerry the other day, and I completely agreed. I wanted to watch the defense more. As much fun as I was having watching Pickens, I was like, dude, let's see what Quinton Williams and company can do some more. So I hope that carries over. I hope that defense doesn't settle because there's a lot more work to do. But I think they can. I do.
NFL overreaction or go ahead.
7 games, though, is a complete letdown.
No, I agree. It's just the betting line has dropped back down to 6.5, or it had. And so I'm like, feels like there's something there to be had. Alec, overreaction, reality. The Cowboys will win 7 games or more this season.
Reality, because they do have 2 scheduled wins left in my mind against the Commanders and the Giants at the end of the season. So if you just got to win one more, I would start looking at that Vikings game at home and saying that's a winnable game.
I agree.
Because I still don't know what the hell J.J. McCarthy is. So that could be one of his legacy games, or that could be one of the games where he has 2 interceptions and 100 passing yards.
Right.
I don't really know. But Kind of starting to feel a little too confident about this Eagles game on Sunday. I don't know why. I think the biggest part is Lane Johnson being out of that lineup for an offense that has already been sputtering. And I don't think Lane Johnson ever gets enough credit for how good he is and how consistent his level of play has been for the past, it feels like, 25 years he's been playing for that team. But I'm starting to get confident in that matchup. So, yeah, I'd say they can do it.
All right. So if my bonus question was they'll win at least 8 games or bonus statement.
I can't go there yet.
Okay.
Because, Kevin, I don't know if I told you yesterday or not.
Oh, yeah. That would put them at the mediocre level. Mm. And they're not there yet. Check the chart.
Refer to the chart. Mm-hmm. And currently the chart still has them as sub-mediocre. You are here. All right. And they have not proven that they can beat mediocre or above mediocre teams. Mm. They have proven that they can beat bad or sub-mediocre teams.
Yes.
And they can tie potentially mediocre teams. But they've not proven that they can beat them. So once they do that, then I can go. I can make some more advances on what I think they can do at 8.
All right. Then you know what? I'm going to pivot to another thing because you just mentioned it. Overreaction or reality? The fact the Cowboys' 4 wins are against teams with a combined 9-33 record is very concerning to you.
That's their only wins.
Those are their only wins are against teams that are combined 9-33.
Yeah, that is their only wins. Yeah. Yes, is concerning. But that's why you are where you are on the chart. Because of
check the chart,
it's a reality, and that's why. Like Jerry Jones will say to you,
"Yeah, he did."
I don't, but I will take that under consideration. But if I was the GM / owner, I would have a chart just like this in my office, mm-hmm. behind my desk, behind me.
Would it be framed?
And it would have a magnet where it says "You are here." That way, I can move it up and down and be like, "Hey, guess what, guys." Now that we're better at beating not 9-48 teams or whatever you just said, then yeah, we're good.
It's not that bad, but it's still pretty bad.
214, does Corey have an actual chart? Go to the fan cam.
Yes, he does.
Alec told us all the fan cam things yesterday. Go to the fan cam and you can actually see the chart, or you can see it on Twitter where I posted it at in the majors. Majors is spelled funny.
Oh.
Okay, Alec, overreaction reality. You are concerned, very concerned, that the Cowboys' 4 wins are against teams with a combined 9-33 record.
Oh, absolutely. Reality. It is concerning because when I start looking back at the season and the games you didn't win, I felt like there was at least 2 or 3 games that you should have won. Whether it was just you are a better team going against a worse team, or you were in position most of the game to win said game. Those two being the Eagles opening the season matchup in week 1 and then the Green Bay game. I feel like you should have won both of those because you outplayed the other teams for most of the game, but 1 or 2 pivotal series costed you those 2 games. So I do think you should have more wins on your record, but you shot yourself in the foot, whether it was penalties or in those cases the offense fizzling out a couple of times. So yeah, it is really concerning for more than one reason, more than just the number.
You know, he said pivotal moments in games.
Mm.
And I think one of the Jerry, I know Jerry was talking about Dak's leadership. I know you disagreed with him not including Troy Aikman, but
this is a bold move.
But one of the lines, though, he said about Dak was he recognizes what needs to be done in that moment. And I think that is a very important part of leadership. I sent my son something that Bill Parcells said about moving on, recognizing the moment. And do I need to bitch about it right now, or do I need to focus on this? I think Dak does a good job at that. I think the rest of the team lacks it. And in game, right now, there is no moment that you can take focus off. This team does not have the space or the leeway to not recognize that every single series is going to be an important series. So this team has to have they have to go into a different mindset for the rest of this season in order to do something they want to do if they want to do something special.
Now, on Sunday, there were 13 games. 7 teams won after trailing in the fourth quarter. Overreaction or reality? Being ahead in the fourth quarter really should be more of an advantage.
So one of the things I love about Red Zone is that Scott Hansen will bring up the witching hour. And he was like, where wins become losses and losses become wins.
Do you know they do that on Underdog as well?
That's fantastic.
That's like a promo time for them.
And Kevin, there's so many days where when I'm like, I hear that and I'll go check all the scores real fast.
Yeah.
And I know if I just look up, they got the scores on the TV, but I'll just go check all the scores because I know it's witching hour and I'll be like, oh, which ones do I think are about to turn? And dude, it is fun, but that's the parody the league's wanted. We want fourth quarters, especially with Underdog, right? We want these opportunities. The NFL wants that kind of parody. They don't want blowouts.
No, I get that. It's just, man, it is amazing to me, Alec, that like, oh, you're ahead? Oh, good for you. Maybe 50-50 proposition.
Yes.
It is extremely weird, but like Corey said, it's fun, so I don't mind it. But as a fan of a specific team, it does make me worried. Because like even against a bad team like the Raiders on Monday, you know, you could still say there's a world where they could go 3-and-out on every single drive in the fourth quarter, and somehow Pete Carroll and that offense figure something out. You know, like there, just because in this season alone, we've seen so many close games in the fourth quarter, and after that Giants-Broncos game, I think anything is possible this season.
Right.
So I'm like, until we are done and I see the players doing the post-game interviews on the field, I'm not confident that this game or any game is over. So yeah, it's a reality. For me, it should be, but it also just shows like two sides of the coin. One, are teams just really bad at managing games, or are other teams getting really, really good when it matters? And I like battling that mentally. Like, is this team just really good in clutch moments? Or is the team that gave up the lead just really, really bad when they think it doesn't matter anymore?
The NBA started this, right? With Golden State. No 30-point
lead
is safe.
Yeah.
Like, that's something. And the NFL's like, hey, that was a genius idea. Let's steal it. Also, for whatever reason, Kevin,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On my Facebook timeline, Sleepaway Camp has made its way, and I don't understand what's happening here.
You should watch Sleepaway Camp.
Can I just watch the final scene?
No, because you need the, I don't want to say nuance, because I don't think that word should be used in that movie, but you need the buildup. The movie's only like 80 minutes long. You need the buildup to really have the final part hit home for
you. Is that one camp counselor attractive, though? Is that okay? Or
no, it is very much an 80s horror movie where they're like, hey.
Lots of crop tops on men.
Yeah, do you like the men showing off? Do you like some hot ladies and murders? There you go. In the movie.
in the movie.
Overreaction or reality? Let's get spicy with this.
Get spicy.
Ashton Jeanty will never be a great running back.
Not with this offensive line.
Ever.
Not with this offensive line. I think, and the other thing about that is you know, you can identify the dysfunctional franchises in the NFL. Cowboys are as popular as they are, the ability to build a true contender has not existed really. So they're one of them. But you again, I think you can refer to the chart on this. Mediocre and sub-mediocre and bad teams. The bad teams have a lot of dysfunction, and the Raiders are one of them. They'll try to build an offensive line in front of them, but guess what? They'll give up on that, and they'll say some other coach needs to do this, and some other GM needs to do it, and then they'll forget that they have Ashton Jeanty, and they wanted to build around him in the first place. Kind of similar to what I think that is going to happen with the Mavericks, and they're like, we're going to build around Cooper Flagg, and they're going to forget how to do that in the first place. But I think that Jeanty's going to have to find another organization to play in. But guess what? He won't, because players don't leave teams. The money is too good to stick around for that team. Ask Myles Garrett.
Alec, overreaction or reality, Ashton Jeanty will never be a great NFL running back.
Overreaction. I don't want to give up on him yet. It's awful there. His situation, that offensive line, I knew they were bad. I'd watched their games before going into Monday night's game. I did not realize they were that bad. I think that it's going to get better over time, but I do ultimately think that something could be in play. Think about what happened with Saquon in New York, where the money from another team was just too high. The Raiders say, you know, you're production was cool and all, but you didn't take us anywhere.
He recognized the dysfunction of the team, of the organization,
exactly.
Too.
He just says, look, I love it here, but I'm fine with leaving to go to a better team. And he flips to another organization and goes and wins there and plays behind a stout offensive line. I could see a world where that happens, where they're like, hey, we don't want to pay a ton of money to a guy that we know he has a short shelf life because of his position and the nature of the running back position. And we know we're not going to be competitive, so we're not going to pay him. So I could see a Saquon Barkley move happening for him down the road if he's still playing at that level.
Okay, I like that. NFL overreaction or reality, Josh Allen has surpassed Patrick Mahomes as the most exciting player in the NFL. He threw that awful pick, and then he had 6 touchdowns. And it just feels like, including a two-handed chest pass. And so, like, it just feels like Josh Allen does the things that Patrick Mahomes used to do.
Patrick Mahomes still does them. We're just not watching as much anymore. And it's not as consistently stat compiling. Is Drake May making his way into this conversation right now? And it's funny that Lamar Jackson's not in there. Because after last year, Lamar Jackson played the best quarterback he's ever played last year.
And he is a very exciting player to watch. Because this doesn't necessarily mean best at all.
I think Matthew Stafford's an exciting quarterback right now. But I think you're dead
interesting, on. Interesting, because I don't think I would say that.
Well, you know what? Get with it, Kevin! Oh, no, I'm just joking. I think he is because of the position. Like, he plays the position so well. But you're right. Josh Allen does all these things. Should he have to? That for me, some of the things that he has to do, I'm like, man, did you build your team correctly? Or are you just like, well, Josh will take care of it. But yeah, I think you got something. Jackson Dart had made his way into the conversation. A young guy. He can run, he can throw and do all those things. You got a point though.
Now, Alec, I want to get your opinion, but split decision here on my recommendations from the 972. Kevin, you owe me 45 minutes of my life back from watching that horrible movie. They said they fast forward watched it. Again, I don't want to use the word nuance, but you need to take in the whole thing. And then from the 469, I went and saw Anne Juliet on Kevin's recommendation, and it was amazingly entertaining and as clever as anything I've ever seen. Thank you for the recommendation, Kevin, even if it was a musical. So some positive feedback, a lot of really negative feedback. Anne Juliet, I would give a recommendation to on a more like straightforward platform, but I still think you should watch Sleepaway Camp. Overreaction or reality to you then, Alec? Josh Allen has surpassed Patrick Mahomes as the most exciting player in the NFL.
It feels so weird to say, but I'll say reality, just because it feels like he's still making the plays that we used to laud Mahomes for making every single week. It just feels like the volume of wow plays aren't there anymore. It's just not there for Mahomes. But the consistent good play for Mahomes is like he's still one of the best quarterbacks to touch a field in this generation. That's fine. And he's still playing really good football right now. But Josh Allen is just doing it in a more flashy manner. And I saw a tweet that actually happened before this past NFL week where a Bills fan said, my favorite part of watching Josh Allen play on Sundays is the part where he sets some sort of NFL record every single week that you've never heard of.
Yeah.
And it's true. He sets or breaks some sort of record, ties some sort of record that you didn't know existed. And you're like, huh, he really is insane, isn't he? And it's every single week. And
it's true. Yeah,
and even the bad plays are exciting. The two-handed chest pass was stupid, but it was exciting.
Mm-hmm. He's right about that.
I agree.
And it was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I got one more for
you. But I was very excited.
Are you not entertained?
Mm-hmm.
NFL overreaction or reality? The Packers are not a serious Super Bowl threat. They love to play down to their competition. And by the way, all three of their losses, they've given up 16 points or fewer. And so it's not their defense, and that's the most losses they've had in that scenario since 1978. And then Milt Williams goes on injured reserve. I know they're 6-3-1, but I say overreaction or reality, the Packers are not a serious Super Bowl threat.
Two things. One, 4-6-9, Josh Allen might be the most overrated of the modern quarterbacks. That's fine.
Wow.
That wasn't what he asked, though. He
in
said
face,
entertaining. Also, the Packers lack a run game. Josh Jacobs is a good running back, but the fact that he's hurt and they don't use him enough, they are a team built on explosive plays, but it's the things in between the explosive plays that I don't think they're good at. And that is, and this goes to the offense specifically, their offense has a tendency to be like, well, we can get back 15 yards.
Right.
And you know what? If we can just get this 40-yard pass downfield, there are things in between that you have to be able to do to get you to that. There's setups. There's lots of other things that get you there. When you're not getting the 6 yards to put you in good position for a big play on second down, then you have problems. And I think them not running the ball effectively is one of the main keys for them. So, yeah, they can't be a one-dimensional offense and be a Super Bowl contender.
Alec, what say you?
It's a reality, and I like what Corey wrapped up with there, is that you can't have just one single identity. You can't be good at one thing. It seems like most of these offenses that do make deep playoff pushes in the 20th century are going to be teams that, you know, 20th and 21st, I should say, because like the way the league is going towards offense and just pushing for offense is you have to have multiple looks. You have to have multiple identities. When your quarterback is having a bad game, lean on your run game. When your run game is getting stuffed, air out the ball. You have to play complementary football on the offensive side of the ball because teams will try to eliminate what you're good at. That's just simple X's and O's football. And I think about the Eagles last year. It felt like they were good at everything on offense. They could run the ball because they had Saquon Barkley in the running back renaissance year. They had A.J. Brown doing good things. They had Devontae Smith looking like another number one receiver alongside A.J. Brown. They had one of the best tight ends in football. And Dallas Goedert, one of the best offensive lines. Like, they were good at everything, and they won the Super Bowl. You have to be good at everything. You have to be good at least momentarily to try to win those games, especially in the playoffs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.